Blog Talk Radio. Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Royalty, royalty, royalty to everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday. I'm your host, Haroo, the Seventh Oracle. And today, guys, is going to be a continuum of something that I did on yesterday morning, yesterday rising. Brother Panic is awesome, brother. I've been learning something. Matter of fact, when I first got reintroduced to myself, you know, things that I allowed to lay dormant in 2010, Panic was actually one of Panic Bobby. You know, really is one of the top two people, you know, men that helped guide me, you know what I'm saying, through a lot of shit. Like, those lectures was awesome. This was a recent lecture, though. I think it was, he did one for the Wizard of Oz. I think it was like an hour, but he came back and did one for like 7 hours. And that's this one for 7 hours. And, you know, I always learn and always know, when we are going through transformations of our own life, you know, the caterpillar becoming a butterfly, you know, it's great to understand and know certain things. And when you start to, the Wizard of Oz, you guys, is a great mirror into the symbolic shit that goes unsaid. You know what I'm saying? So, amazing breakdown. I put the clip for yourself, guys, because, you know, decode and do, but I like to pull these clips, you know, because YouTube be tripping, and one day you can look up and the shit'll be gone, you know what I'm saying, and the world needs this, you know, so I pull clips and stuff from, you know, people that I admire and value, and then I put them here on Enhancing Awareness Radio with, you know, our touch on it, you know what I'm saying, so... gratitude, you know, to Brother Panic Bobby and anybody that stands with them, you know, and just, you know, taking that time out of their lives to help encourage people that, you know, I know that they're fully aware that the people that they touch, but, you know, it could be somebody in Alabama who only has the internet, you know, and walks 30 miles to the store, you know what I'm saying? We don't know what people really grow through, whatever, you know what I'm saying, in their lives. So to be able to, you know, connect to the internet and have people like Brother Panic and Bobby Hemmett, you know, teaching about stuff that we can't talk to people about, you know what I'm saying? So this is why Enhancing Awareness Radio is here, you know, also is a safe space for people to come and, you know, just sit down. And, you know, I want to, the intention for this season also is to have more people come through, you know, so I'm going to invite people on and come through and stuff like that. I plan to anyway, but this should be fun, guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you. Appreciate everybody who's come through Enhancing Awareness Radio. You know, everybody, you know, serves a purpose, you know what I'm saying, in their lives. But when we start to change and shift seasons and chapters and, you know, in our lives, and you know what I mean? We have to be on one accord. You know, it can't be just about me. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, it has to be about us. So that's the intention I want to kind of redirect here. So anyway, guys, this is a wonderful lecture. I'm just going to kind of hop in. It's a 7 hour lecture, so I'm hopping in about 2:18, 2 hours in. So go back and listen to part one, and
let me see. Okay, yes, we are. First, I'm going to start with a bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie. This is a DV called Cutter or Anchor. Let's go up. acre deity. Acre was first depicted as the torso of a recumbent lion with a widely open mouth. Later, he was depicted as two recumbent lion torsos merged with each other and still looking away from each other. So that's this. Right? Y'all get that? See this? Also note this image. The circle here and these two tails looking at each other. Kind of looks like, let's see if I have one up. No problem. Let's go here. And let's look at these. Our good friend, the producers. Let's take one. All right, let's take this guy. Let's take this guy. All right, here we have the producers. You see these two points meeting? Kind of reminds you of this guy's tail. And above this guy's tail, there's a circle or a sun or a entity or a goal. Same circle, same guy. Sometimes you see these snakes closer to the circle. But we're going to see that again. But getting back to color, let's see if there's any more pictures. Let me see it here. All right, Eye Horus. Okay, Seth, let's go back. Let's get to the snicker. He who is beneath. This double, I'm going to show you, is also the duality. I'm going to show you the trap in between this, the ego. Not when you die, now. I'm going to show you. I just want to read this. Mythology. Acre, or Akur, I feel like Akur, was depicted as one of the earth gods guarding the gate to yonder site. Hit the deceased king against the three demonic snakes, the lollipop guild, the three bishes. This trinity is representing that. They kept showing threes throughout this movie. So there's all, remember, I talked about him on the series of three, What to Do When You Die, about how your cosmic boat could get stuck between the two lions. They're also representing this, the two mountains. This is where your cosmic boat could get stuck. And you see this red sun? This represents Glinda, the good witch of the north, as well. She's Isis, but she's with the sun Ra. Here's the two mountains. Let's look. Here's the two mountains right here. This represents what's the goal. So I'm going to say it, but I'm going to show you it. The goal here, this matrix was designed as an imbalance with the patriarchy because one of your major goals is to understand the feminine principle. That's why he broke through Frank L. Baum with the woman and the woman suffrage and the goddess worship. Because he understood a key, and he was able to get it in the pyramid text and tell you the story of the journey. But one of the things that it talked about, and I talked about, is in the Judy K. King book, The Isis Thesis, was during your DNA transformation process, the boat stops between the two mountains or between the two lions. What needs to happen is this lactose B or whatever is lact something, lact A, a another gene comes in, fills in what's missing in your DNA, and the boat keeps moving. That's another way of saying realization of the goddess. Another way of saying Glenda from the North. And even in the movie, she comes down in a red ball like that. It's called the boat. So let's see, mythology. Three demonic stakes, he named them by encircling the deceased king. Agar sealed his deceased from the poisoning breath of the same demon. Another demon, blood, Gab, his name is Gab, and I'm just saying the praise connected with Seth and even determined with the Seth animal. He's actually taught, this entity is connected to humanity. You're going to see it. I'm just laying it out. Aker also gives Kepler a young rising friendship of freedom. Aker is connected with the horizon of the north and the west, forming a mythological bridge between the two horizons with his body. Certain sarcophagus texts from the Tomb of Ramses, blah, 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 describe how the sun god travels through the underworld, like, oh, going through the belly of Acre, and Apophis was cut by Seth, right? In this case, Acre seems to be some kind of representation of the underworld itself. Acre is a representation of the underworld itself. And let me see. Okay. Let's read this description. Acre was described as a torso lion, body of an animal, two lion torso god. From the Middle Kingdom onward, a pair of twin lions named Duaj, meaning yesterday, and Sefer, meaning tomorrow. Yesterday, tomorrow. Think about this now. Acre was often titled he who's looking forward and he who's looking behind. When depicted as a pair of hieroglyphic signs for the horizon, the two merged mountains, a hieroglyphic sign for horizon, two merged mountains, and a sun disk was between the lions. The lions sitting back to that. Later also could be merged. Two torsos, recumbent sphinxes, and heads, going, let me see, if there's some points else I wanted to say. Egyptian underworld god. So this guy is yesterday, tomorrow. Yesterday, tomorrow. Yesterday, tomorrow. He's the god of the horizon. The sun comes up. Sun goes down. Sun goes up. Sun goes down. Or you're stuck here. And they say in the Book of the Dead, the dead king can be stuck between the mountains until Isis comes. Here's the revelation, ladies. Hold on to your pussy. You're already in the cusp. This is happening to you. You're stuck here right now. How do you know that? I'm going to show you how to know that. We find it now. Make shit. Make shit like me. This is a movie. Oh, no, no, no. Here we go. You know the face on Mars? You know the Sphinx, right? Where we at? Look at this. Soak this in, nigga. This picture here, so you can make it a little bit bigger. Slide. What they did is took, let's say, the right side of the face on Mars and just flipped it over, and it looks like this, a man. But when they took the left side, or vice versa, they flipped it over or inverted something, it looks like this, a half man, half cat. Where did you see a half man, half cat before? Look at this guy. It's a half man, half cat. These are the lions. This is the stretch of Acre. You are now caught between there. You exists between the mountains. This is Incut. You're in the cusp now. You've already died, nigga. This is how you change your DNA. You're just dreaming. You're this guy. You're figuring out the answers to Earth, or what you need to figure out is what your DNA needs to move on out of these mountains that you're trapped in. The sunset, sunrise, sunset, that's what it's telling you. These niggas wasn't playing. It's telling you, nigga, you are between these two motherfuckers, Mars and Earth, is the cosmic understanding or the interpretation in this dream. But you're not going to die and do this. You're doing it now. But your boat has stopped because you don't know what you need to continue your journey, Dorothy. The first thing you need, tell you in the Book of the Dead, Isis, or offset for you politically correct niggas. They say you need this divine feminine. Once, come on, don't do that, nigga. You need this divine feminine to, while you just think it'll make you feel better, but it's actually the DNA change. So when Bobby got into goddess worship, he actually changed his DNA. He's done. So though I understood and studied the goddess worship, when my sister parked my ass, then Khadija parked my ass, then my mother, I know her spirit was parking my ass and training my ass, and then now that my son's come home with his family, they in our basement, his lady's here, who's like my daughter as well, 20, and she's a mother, and the baby's here. I live with a triple goddess at this point, but it brought a whole new understanding. I hear Khadija more than I've ever heard of. I see more than I've ever seen with her. In other words, that last element of true understanding the feminine happened. And my mother understood spiritually how to fix or lead me to get this fixed because she's the one who broke it. And because I can hear the message, she's able to do it. Most of your mothers and fathers are trying to fix you now from the other side, and you just don't know how to do it. You don't know how to hear and listen to the messages. That's what the spiritual work is important for, to hear the messages that's talking in your DNA. Those are guidances to get you through this game. You don't know the rules of the game. It's like Mario, who doesn't know he's supposed to be saving the princess. You don't even know how. You don't know why you jump, why the mushrooms give you wings. You don't know it. You're just doing it. But you got to understand the goal is to reach the end. What do you need to do? All of those instructions were in the Book of the Dead and taken from us. Restored the Judy K. King's understanding, and maybe some other, I heard tale that maybe some other niggas dealt with it great, whatever, whoever, good. The message needs to get out. I don't need the credit. You can trust me on that. I don't need the credit. You, whoever did it, did it. I just never heard it. And good. This is the message. If you haven't been doing it, high five, nigga. High five. Are you happy now? Or be happy. Or be whatever, but good. Nigga, this threat is nothing. This is good. We need this message out. That's what this is all for. We all supposed to be doing this shit in some sort of way. We feel compelled. You should do it, but just do it. You know what I'm saying? And let the cards fall where they may. Now, and that's important. That's important. You know, this is not Springer. This is not who you got. This is about honor. If you're not honorable, they put on the movie Penitentiary. How many of you have seen Penitentiary? I've seen Penitentiary in the movies in 1982. It is fucking top 5 on the most exploited nigga movies ever. Leon Isaac Kennedy, fucking moron. Jane Kennedy was 5. They did a sex tape where he was into some depraved shit with objects and all sorts of shit. And, you know, but it is what it is. They like what they like. And it came out at a time where she lost her career. She was a sports announcer, one of the finest chicks to walk the planet. Lost her career, got fat, and all this kind of abusive-looking shit happened to her. Now she's a big Kim Kardashian, famous for sucking dick, famous for doing nothing. Kind of like a lot of niggas from Consciousness, famous for doing nothing. Kardashians of Consciousness, as my boy Roswell would say. There's a lot of conscious Kardashians walking around, famous for doing nothing. Let me not get into a rant mood. So, where are we at? Fuck, it's already 3:15. Shit, nigga. We didn't even get to it, but we will. All right, so I'm telling you, we're not going to die, and this is going to happen. It's happening now. And your reincarnation, dying and coming back here, is because you're stuck in the house of the lion. You didn't get the message or the actual work that needs to be done. So I showed you the two lions, Mars and Earth. That's the tale. I don't think the Camites put that shit up either. And this matrix is built. It's kind of like you got to think of yourself like Mario. Mario wakes up, and if he was conscious, the only thing his spirit tells him is to walk that way, jump over that. This is your enemy, and the goal is here. That's all you're doing. But you forgot how to play the game, but eventually it's going to come back like it's coming back now. That's why it's coming through all of us, because this is our message. This is not my. See, that's the problem. This isn't my message. You get to say, well, you never heard it before. It's coming through me first or whatever. But so what? Oh, it's coming to me too. Here's my take on it. Who gives a fuck? This is all of ours. No one owns this shit. You need to really get that. And it's going to emerge in us at certain times. And it's doing it now. That's all. Let's get it. So let me see if there's anything else. Well, of course, we got the inducements. Let's see. All right. Maybe it's time. So what I'm going to do is stop the share because that's what fucked us up last. I just get through the movie. All right, so the movie opens up, and it's the whole backdrop is the sky. So psychologically, what they want to do is put you in a daydream state. They want to make you believe that this is a dream. So they want to start by putting your head in the clouds. That makes you happy. It makes you bright. So in other words, if I'm sitting looking down, usually I'm depressed. They say your posture, even in meditation, if you sit up straight and look up, even smile. Even I'm doing that, it looks brighter. It looks hopeful. So to create hope in you, look up. So clouds make you think of looking up. They're giving you hope, and then they give you this message about being a kid and so young at heart. But they only took you there because they put you back in danger by taking clouds. So that tells me already they're doing psychological warfare on your ass in this movie. Okay, it opens up. Dorothy is running down a road with her dog in her basket, scared of something. You don't see it yet. What they're trying to display here, number one, her basket represents her subconscious mind. The dog represents Anubis or her guidance. She's poised on the road. The camera comes in close, and she is scared as shit. Total, did they hurt you? Total, is they this? What's going on? She isn't coming yet. She's scared of something you don't see yet. What this is representing, as you as a little in kid, because Dorothy represents you. Well, what the fuck? Like, something just walked by me in the back.
What the fuck, nigga?
Like, Dorothy represents you. She represents your innocence. She represents youth. But she also represents the consciousness. She's becoming conscious that this world is dangerous. They're threatening her guide dog or her consciousness, and she's running away. In the beginning, these things are invisible. Your demons are invisible. It's what you think. Somebody, you see something that's disturbing, you start thinking something's in the closet. That's even a better way of putting it. Why do kids think something's in the closet? Something's in the bed. My granddaughter already, you close the door, she hears the door opening, she's already at the rent. Like, who the fuck is coming through the door? Like, you won. You just getting here. How did you, what is that coming from? So if that keeps developing, the something under the bed, as you start moving and understanding life, some things start to materialize, laws of attraction. So they're trying to show she's conscious, but the conspiracy theory thing, which most white people get into first, most niggas too, get into first, usually lead to their conscious upliftment. Ours, really, we always hated black people, so it starts from, they're from the caves and we're from fucking the pyramids. But for them, conspiracy theory, that's what you see with all Donald Trump's people. The government is doing this. They're really doing that. You know they stole the boat. Come on, motherfucker. And then it turns into you storming the Capitol. Like I said, all that shit just to pull these niggas out. So at this point in her consciousness, her mind is starting to create bad guys. So she's walking on her path of consciousness and she's nervous. Well, not necessarily if she's becoming conscious and she's nervous. So she's running home conscious with conspiracy in her head. She's going to the farm. She lives amongst the animals. She's on Earth. She goes to her aunt and uncle. These guys represent, or she's trying to represent, it's not really your mother or your father. This lady, as sweet and as nice as she was, and as dangerous and deadly as she was, in the same person, kind of like you. Dear mama, they just had a baby, feel fat, busy. That kind of thing is, or duality, is what we're all fighting or facing in some sort of way. Your mama is the sweetest lady, but she's actually the one that fucked you up. One of the things I used to say in my class was, what's the greatest forms of mind control? People go through their list and they always end up with religion, government, you know, Pope, rap music. You can say whatever, but no one said the one true master of your mind, your mother. You didn't give a fuck about religion if your mother didn't make you go to church. She's the facilitator of it. She's the one who had your mind. So the pain you feel is because of what she did and didn't do. But she's the first programmer. She's the first programmer. That's what they tell you in the Willie Lynch letter. Get to that mama because she'll train the kid to feed out your hand. You understand what I'm saying? So your mama is the double-edged sword, but the reality is she's not your mama. Everyone down here is playing a role. You are self-created. You have no mama. You have no father. You are going through this to recreate yourself. You're going through this to improve your DNA. That's the whole journey. You are in the underworld right now. You're going through the gates right now. Your boat has stopped between the two lions right now. There's plenty of stories and methods to get out in the pyramid text that you can use right now. Panic has left right now. The only thing waiting is for this body to go. What I can guarantee you niggas right now is I couldn't come back. I graduated. It's gone. The pain is gone, the weight is gone, the anger is gone, the need to be right with you is gone. I say, well, nah, this, I mean, that's wrong, pushover. Nah, nigga, that's wrong. Well, panic or less. Nah, nigga, that's wrong. Panic or that. Nah, nigga, you right there, nigga. That's as far as I'm going. I'll try to reason. I'll try to tell you the alternative. But if you feel that way, I'm not going to argue with your shadow, Tupac. Those days are done. And we needed to go through all of these debates and get tired of them because we can't bring that bullshit with us into this new world that's coming, i.e. the Mayans talk about the new world. The sixth world is the next world. We're moving into that. We've moved into that world. It's going to truly manifest in 2021, now, this year. You turn that 21 around, what is it? 12! This is the 2012, nigga. This is the shit. And they know it. That's why they're cleaning up their motherfucking act. Winter is here. They knew this shit. They were psychologically getting me ready for Game of Thrones. It's the Game of Thrones. Who will be the next king? They're hoping to stay throne. I don't think it's going to happen. We're going to make them retreat underground somewhere. That's what Charles Manson was doing in Death Valley, trying to find a gateway to the fucking underworld. Did you know that? They understand. When they was in the cave, I'm thinking the sun is going to change and they won't be able to survive. They are the ones that go underground. All them underground shit, they keep telling you, you go to Walmart, you get underground. You go underground at Denver. At the Denver airport is a gateway underground. And under the mountains, they got a whole heap of shit. You know, 2012, the movie, them boats that you know, saving the rich and all of it. That shit's real. They got to get away from the sun. That's a whole other story. All right, so I'm going to try to get this out for you. So Dorothy is coming to her aunt and uncle, which is saying, they never spoken with her fucking mother because she doesn't have one. This is pure symbols. They are tending to chicks, and Dorothy is trying to tell them of conscious findings. Just like you try to tell your mother, ain't shit in church and I don't believe it and it doesn't feel real, shut the fuck up and go to church. So that's what they pretty much do. Shut up, Dorothy. But I'm telling you, this bitch is trying to take my dog, my consciousness. this conspiracy theory, she's conscious, she's talking to the dead. So, honey, this whole incubator is going bad. We're likely to lose out a lot of our chicks. These are the babies. Poor little things. That's what Darby says, poor little things. What they're talking about is these chicks represent motherfuckers who failed, and they're coming back to Earth. And these adopted people, or these aunts, the symbol of mother and father, is really just a symbol of what you're just being born into. I mean, again, you honor and respect it. I don't see any less, but the reality is, I do pass needing a mommy. I'm no longer human in that way. I get that I'm still having a body, still having an experience, and still can feel pain and pleasure. Yes. But we're talking about certain psychological needs. That's really all that matters. Your human body is going to need food, pussy, water. It is a product of this reality, and it needs to survive in this matrix. It never leaves this matrix. When you die, it stays here because it's a product here, and it sustains itself here. So, yes, you do all the human shit, but psychologically, I'm sorry. Like, I don't see her as responsible anymore for my pain. I let her off the hook because she never really was on the hook. Just like Dorothy, and I'm trying to show you, you're making your own pain. She started seeing it on an invisible level first. That's why they show you she's running from something you can't see. They're trying to make the statement she's seeing it all in her head first. She's trying to complain to them. They're not listening. So the next interface, she meets these three farmhands. Now, we know that these three farmhands are the lady guy she's in her dream or her adventure. They're giving her hints of who and what they are and what they mean. This represents the conscious clues you get, consciousness showing its face to her. They are also protectors, and the first scene, they are, all three of them are working on this cart. The cart represents them helping her get her cosmic boat or her vehicle to ride through death. They're preparing her for death. And the wheel or the wagon wheel represents the universe, the spokes coming out, represents the houses. So she's about to master that wheel and go through the gateway. The frequency here is 13. So truthfully, to skip ahead, when she completed her task, she became Christ. And once you become the Christ, you resurrect. So she has to become the Christ first. And there's three elements. That's the trick. That's what we're going to get to. So they're making a card, and they're telling, you know, you need to do this. They're going to make a statue out of me, blah, 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 blah. All right, so then the next scene, you kind of see her walking this fence, trying to balance. And on both sides of her are a gang of pigs. What are the pigs in Egyptian mythology? Those are Set. Set is representing that swine or the boar or whatever. So her walking this tightrope of balance kind of has her trying to walk the middle point, but she falls. She's not ready yet. And she falls into the swine, or it's kind of saying she's falling back into humanity. So she's not ready yet. That's what they're telling us. Because she's trying to balance, walk that middle point, and she's really trying to walk the yellow brick road there. But she hasn't found the real road yet. She's just really trying to walk the yellow brick road. That's a big symbolic thing. But she's trying to do it on earth, and it's not working. You following? So after she falls, one of the farmhands rescues her. But what was interesting about that rescue, go back. What's interesting about this rescue is after he saves her, and the farmhand who saves her becomes the lion, he shows his bravery and saves her. As soon as he gets out the pen, oh my God, I did it. They're showing you duality. They're showing you two sides or the double lion. Oh, niggas ain't ready. They're showing you the double lion here, the concept. Zeke, he fell in. Zeke saved that, but Zeke was scared as shit. The next thing that pretty much happens that's significant is the courage. NEM comes. This is a mean bitch. Watch her again. What are you shiftless motherfuckers doing? Why am I paying you? And eat this shit, nigga. What they're trying to show you is this strong woman. And remember, the suffrage movement, Frank L. Barnum is trying to show that women actually really run your house. I learned that shit the hard way, thinking me and Khadijah was on some even shit. Now I just fucking bow. Yes, as you wish. Fuck like a dog, nigga. A big dog. All of that shit's happening. NEM really runs the trip. And what I noticed, the more I didn't stress Khadijah, you know, I never came with her with a whole bunch of guys still want to fuck bitches and nigga shit hang out. I was already over it when I met her. So, and definitely wasn't, where you at? Where you going? Where was you? Never once. So there's a certain amount of freedom, human freedom, that she was, and once she got used to that lifestyle, she became, maybe not mean as Annie M, but shit. Oh, I want to say this before I forget. It says on the deathbed, Frank L. Baum, or L. Frank Baum, the creator of this, said to his wife, right before he died, now we can cross the shifting sands. Almost like they understood they did the work here. I'm about to give y'all the work. You really got the work, but now I'm going to lay this shit out. This is, again, this is the third time I'm doing this tape. Resistance was heavy. But just like the ball, baby, resistance is futile. I'm going to make this shit happen. Again, it's 3:34 a.m. Did you hold your kids today? I'm supposed to be up in a couple of hours. I'm not going to sleep, and I'm going to do this. So she makes them eat. And, again, that's portraying that this same stern woman showing love can also be received as scary. In other words, try to go against Annie X, and let's see what side you see. Go upside your head with these fucking skulls. So you see them listening. She's running it, blah, blah, blah. So Annie M, you got to watch her close. It's also a symbol, a double-sided symbol. So she's trying to tell Annie M again about Miss Gulch. And what she says, listen, Annie M's words is, now, Dorothy, stop imagining things. Let me say it again. I'm reading the subtitles. Miss Gulch said, you know what Miss Gulch said she was going to do to Toto. Now, Dorothy, stop imagining things. She's telling Dorothy or you, this is still in your imagination. Stop imagining things. It's your imagination that's turned against you, i.e. remember the movie Revolver. Remember the movie Revolver. Your greatest enemy is where? Closer than you think. You make the enemy. You make the shadow demons ready to fight, and those demons look for the fight. You're always having the same argument because you created the demon to do that argument for you. So that's why, oh, here we go. Oh, these niggas on that shit too. No, it's you. You're on that. You're attracting that. You have a shadow that's looking, put him up. I'll put you when you're in behind my back. You're that guy. But he's really a coward. He really was developed to try to protect a hurt. He was really developed to protect an insecurity, a failure on your part. I will never fail again, and no one will never make me feel that way again, and no one will ever control me like that again. So you're always, huh? Why are you so sensitive about it? I'm not sensitive. I'm saying those things. That was disrespectful. It's always a story. But it's you. You have to look at that. You know, people typing, you was an asshole. I'm glad you realize. I'm saying to myself, like, you're more of an asshole for typing that. And the point I was trying to make is everyone has to realize how they are an asshole. You're a fucking asshole, too. The difference between you and I believe at this moment, is I realize the type of asshole I am. And I can fix that myself. And that's the point. You don't even realize you're an asshole. You're cheering me on. You're words coming to me. You stupid fool. Nothing's changed on a lecture presentation. I'm just nice now when I get in the Uber. I'm just no conflict when I'm ordering turkey burgers. They put mayonnaise, which I'm allergic to my burger. It's not like, didn't I just tell you not to put mayonnaise on it? No, it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm allergic to mayonnaise. Here you go. No problem. That's where you're going to see nicer. You niggas, no, y'all going to hear the message. And that's just that. So you congratulating me. If you really want to congratulate me, tell me what you realize about yourself. This is about self-revelation, not my revelation. I'm only teaching through my revelation. But I need this for you. I want this for you. or not. It's up to you. But that's the point of saying any of this, not to show you how cool and how much better I am, so you can be my fucking cheerleader follower, for you to understand the process and figure it out yourself. Like, for instance, and I told this on the other tape that I did, and I need to hear it on this one. Like I said, there's a lot of talking because the other ones were 7 hours, and all this information is also goes along with this breakdown, and I just don't want to forget any of it, so I'm trying to get it all out so I can go through this breakdown quick, which will be once we really, once I get everything off my chest. And look at Leon Isaac Kennedy. It is, everybody in this motherfucker was fucked up. Big Jesse, half dead, dude dirty. This was some real exploitive shit, boy. That big, this is, but the second one produced, what's his name, the little black midget that's in everything, Bad Santa. That, this was his first film, Penitentiary 2. And Michonne get Poutine. He kept sticking his head to him and said, hey, baby, he's trying to get a prostitute. And then he breaks her off in the end, and everybody loved that shit. But Big Jesse was fighting Too Sweet. And, you know, this is classic exploitation. I have all of these movies. Had all of them. I've seen this in the fucking movies. You know what I'm saying? OG style. This is heavy exploitation. I'm sure he's embarrassed by this crap. Or maybe not. You know what I'm saying? You know, it became a cult classic. You know, but it's true exploitation. You know what I'm saying? He should be embarrassed. I mean, he's done nothing for black people. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's what he's here to do. So he should do it. Y'all face. Stop imagining things. So this is in the realm of imagination. You always fret over nothing. She's trying to tell the real nigga this is all in her head. She's now worried about things in her head. And they haven't manifested yet. Find a place where you won't get into any trouble. Blah, blah, blah. And the end run. She's not hearing her. There is a new place for any trouble. Suppose there's a special place for this. And now she's about to sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So now, let's go over this bitch's rainbow. All right. Let's see if I have it up here. Okay. Let's go get it. Get it, get it, get it. Let's find a tab. Oh, no, I still have it up. Okay. Here's the lyrics. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. Let's just start right there. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. Whoa! Now, this is actually the Mac Meadows pause. I'm going to do this. Mac Meadows ear. Here you go. Here's your rainbow. Bam. She's talking about the cusp. Rainbow pot of gold. The realm of Osiris. Where you rest in peace waiting for the sun. She's talking about the Magneto's course. That's the rainbow. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, and the dreams that you dream of once on a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Now, you could take that as, you know, just the concept of, you know, peace, happiness, bluebirds fly, until this. I seen this in the movie and said, oh, she's now, what she got was after she got to the Emerald City. This is the bluebird. This is, you could say, a creativity, though, conscious, going to the next level. You could say this blue represents peace. She now has peace over her head, and that's why she can go home. I mean, but if you look at pictures, what are you looking at right here, folks? Can't y'all see Baphomet? Baphomet? Oh, Baphomet's all through this. One is pointing this one, but you'll see mostly throughout the movie, that point is always going down towards her. Always. We'll see there's mouth in different pictures. Stay with that. She was hitting up, foot up, and then let's do this. Baphomet. Boink, 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 boink. Baphomet. Oh, she Baphometed this bitch out. So, Bluebirds, they were showing this as a reference because, like I said, in earlier pictures, she didn't have it. But so she got to a level where Bluebirds fly. Oh, hell no. Why? Hello? All right. So, where we at? Oh, pussy. I'm going to deal with that pussy, too. Okay. There's the, okay, go. So, some of you know, Bluebirds fly, the dreams that you dream of. Dreams really do come true. Mm-hmm. Someday I'll wish upon a star, that's the sun, wake up where the clouds are far behind me. What's she talking about? That hole in the cusp. One day I'll wish upon the star, she's talking about the sun, where the clouds are far behind me. Well, that's looking at Earth. That's leaving Earth. One day I'll wish upon a star where the clouds are far behind me. Yeah, nigga. Come on. Yeah. So she's singing about getting to the cusp. The reality is you're there now. She said, wake up where the clouds are behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops. That's a reference to the melting witch as troubles. So she's representing the witch's troubles so far. Her own troubles that melt away. I literally melted the witch away. Who's the wicked witch in the West? Mom, I should not give it away yet. Let's keep going. High above the chimney tops. What's high above the chimney tops where bluebirds fly? What's the chimney? Oh, would that be your spine? Or how about this? Let's go here. Your spine is the chimney tops where bluebirds fly. High above the chimney tops. She's talking about up here. And she had the ribbon up here where bluebirds fly. She's talking about escaping through the crown. This feels good, smacking my own head. High above fly. Somewhere over the rainbow where bluebirds fly. And the dream that you dream of, oh, why can't I? Someday I wish upon a star waking where the clouds are far behind. She's getting that off. So she sings this. She's really singing. And all the fucking songs in this connect. On the first one, I went through the songs as well. So we're not going to go through all of that. I'm going to let you, I'm going to give you enough clues to figure it out. So she sings her song. She says she's no, and as she's doing it, she's touching all these wagon wheels. It's really shoulder height. That's how big the wheels are. I don't know what she's driving or could drive that the wheels are almost bigger than her, but it's a map of the cosmos. That's what she's looking at. She's trying to get out of this circle, this loop she's in between the two acres, the two lines. That's why the Cowardly Lion is the most interesting character, because that's one of the last things you have to deal with. The Cowardly Lion, the ego of duality in you, the dark side. Oh, nigga, you're about to get real in here. All right, so more wheels, more singing. And then after she sings a song, it cuts to Miss Gulch. And on the back of her bike, she has a big bastard. This represents your own evil. So now we're seeing Dorothy's insecurities, her fear, her need to make a boogeyman to encompass all her problems are now manifest. You're talking about the laws of attraction now. The way, what was the mom, auntie saying? Stop imagining shit. You're going to fuck yourself up, pretty much. And sure enough, here comes Miss Loach. And on the back, she has a big-ass basket. She wants to put Dorothy's consciousness in that basket. Those baskets already represent the subconscious mind. Hold on.
Drinking the whiteboard. Oh, that's fine. It's all good.
All right, so Miss Gulch is now Dorothy's problem made manifest. And mind you, this is the plight of the consciousness. She meets Uncle Henry. Uncle Henry represents nice, but not really running the joint. And really, most men aren't. Most black men aren't there. We think it's a problem from slavery, but that's something that's set up in this matrix because you are primarily raised by your mother and she's trying to play masculine and feminine. The feminist movement is not about raising up women. It's about women proving they can outman a man. A true feminist would understand the basic science of feminine principles, then explain how or improve upon or demonstrate or create a world conducive to feminine attributes, emotion, knowing, intuition, holistic thought, nurturing, healing, you can go on, as opposed to calculation, deduction, mathematics, reasoning, the masculine society. So women try to out-reason you, hidden figures. They make movies, and you're supposed to be so proud that these women not only outthink men, but outthink white men. I guess they're special because they can think like you if you give them the opportunity. Brother Phil Valentine said it, and this is something I think I have to echo. Show me a great woman trick. So as a guy, that's what your bitch has been doing. And it's not like you have to show me. You don't have to show any man. But damn, this is the scene in penitentiary when he was in the bathroom. Shit, man. Exploitation at its finest. Look at this dude in this nightgown dressed genie. Yeah, this is exploitation. This is bad. So, where were we at? God damn, man, we'll keep going later. So, this guy, Henry, he's the representation of the missing father. But why they don't have to show anything deeper than Uncle Henry is because they're trying to point out we are already living in a patriarchal society. He has nothing to say. He actually is already running this world. That's why they're not saying that. He's already got, this is not about him. This is really about Annie M., Miss Gulch, Dorothy, and the feminine principle, not really the masculine. The masculine patriarchy is not what you're supposed to learn here. You're supposed to understand it, but you're not supposed to learn it. You're supposed to learn the divine feminine, that concept. That's why they tell you in the Book of the Dead, the pyramid text, that once your DNA gets stuck and trapped in the land of Horizon and nightfall, the land of Horizon, It's just sunset, sun up, sunset, sun up, sunset, sun up. You're trapped in the double mind. So your DNA has actually stopped here. You haven't gotten the transformation until you get what you need. So you have to find what you need to do and what it is you need. And the primary thing you need is the divine feminine. And don't get happy because you have a fucking vagina. Having a vagina is not getting you over. It's just a representation of the divine feminine. You come back in the next life, you might have, I can tell you now how to clean them. You know what I'm saying? For your next life, because you're coming back thinking you have a vagina and you over. Most women tell you they don't like other women. Most women, oh, all my friends are guys. Most women hate the divine feminine. And even, like I said, the feminist movement is about making sure women can box and play football, comparing their salaries to what men get and or what they don't get to what men get. It's still man as the standard. It's like you got to figure out something to do. Like for instance, the most divine thing you could do is stay home and raise your kids. But they make movie after movie when old friends get together and one became a doctor, a lawyer, a butcher, a banker, a record exec. What did you become, Sally? Well, me and Panic, you know, we just had our family and I'm raising our kids. They look at them like, oh, poor thing. This man oppresses you by just throwing all these kids up in you and you can't pursue your true ambition like a man could. So they demonize that when you should be saying, wait a minute, you want to go out and do all the work? Well, I have to just sit home. And not saying just sitting home. I mean, cleaning up, raising kids is fucking incredible. I can't even walk around with my daughter, granddaughter some days. You know, all she wants to do is walk. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, damn, my back hurting, baby. And the point I'm trying to get at, it is a full-time job. But I would rather do that job than some white man telling me, go in there and sweep. Or did you finish the report, Panic? Like, you know, that type of thing. I'd rather be home taking the kids. And it's more than honorable and dignity, you're preparing the world for the next motherfuckers. Who you make matters. But, you know, we already know that shit is already broken down. So what you have is a lot of women duped into believing they're coming into something powerful, but they are actually promoting more patriarchy, more logic, hidden figures. We are more smarter and more logic. They just, hidden figures showed how they can outman men, not how, as women, they did something feminine, and now these dumb ape men understand a different layer of emotion that's connected to it. They have a holistic understanding instead of a linear, short-sighted understanding. I do that, I get money. But not only you do that, you get money, but you hurt this one. And if you did that to get your money, you'd help this one. This one helps them. Like, when you see that, we just see, you know, get 15 cents and do whatever you need to make it a dollar. They say, no, why don't we do that and give 10 cents to such and such. So in other words, there's a company that makes socks. You buy their socks, they donate socks to the homeless. That type of thinking is the businesses that are going to survive coming up because it has a feminine principle, a holistic approach towards its logic. There was a lady I seen on TV makes hair buns, and you buy a hair bun, she donates it to a kid who lost their hair with cancer or whatever, you know, shit she meant. So that type of business, that type of thinking in business is a feminine principle. It's holistic. It's compassionate. It has sympathy and empathy. It's a love-based idea, an emotion-based idea. And then they took that with the principle of logic and sold it. That's balance. So yeah, a couple of guys who did it with socks and a woman who did it. So these logical guys use the feminine principle to make their business not only serve them, serve others. And the woman took the masculine principle and took her feminine idea of not only serving others, beautifying others, those kids who lost their hair and have, beyond just being sick, just being bald at their age is torture. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to a rest in peace to my cousin, Poochie. His incredible story. Had cancer. And she was six. They had to take her leg. He told her, that's it. You're only getting a couple of years out of this. So kid, you know what I'm saying? But turns out she had two kids. You know, she had no leg, but carried that shit well. Decent life, went to Atlanta. And maybe a couple of years, maybe 5, 6 years now, she finally passed, which is crazy. She was at home, hospice, she was gone. She looked and shrunk back down to exactly how she looked when she was supposed to die. I was like, yo, it's like she picked up where she left off. It looks like she's a little kid. She's about 40-something, so she made it to that. But when it came back, she just looked like a little kid. And no one was crazy. In the 13th hour, she went 8 for consciousness. She started just listening to all my shit. Me and my cousins, he was calling me devil worshipers. She just started listening to all my shit. Started doing holistic shit. Da-da-da-da. She was just too late. So the shit spread. Her other sisters said, fuck all of that. Got her back to Atlanta and took her to the regular hospital. Of course, she died. So I can't remember why I brought her up, but here she was bald. And she carried that shit. So I remember that. I remember how she died. I remember all of that shit. So you see this lady is doing that. That's the story. That feminine principle, that's the story. You got to respect it. You're not talking about the loving hip-hop idiot girl, because she's not respecting her feminine principle either. And that doesn't mean you treat her bad or any kind of way. You know what I'm saying? My advice is don't fool with that shit. If you ain't already involved, don't get involved. But we're talking about an inner woman. The feminine principle is different from just a woman. And you still should respect, but just the woman. There's no reason for you to do anything disrespectful to anybody at this point. But ultimately, it's not a pass because she's dumb. Still respect her because you're trying to talk or speak for something bigger. And those shadows that she might have created that made a nigga, we ain't talking to that. Just go past that. And if you can't, no problem. Just don't do nothing at all. You know what I'm saying? But the feminine principle is what we're talking about. All right, let's keep going so we can get out of this motherfucker. All right, so here you have a scene where Miss Gulch is now sitting across from Annie M. What they're trying to show you, they're the same person. Annie M and Miss Gulch are the same person. Remember, your mother, as I pointed out, Gulch is your mother. And she put a titty in your mouth, and she loved you, and she stabbed in the street. She's also the one that told you to go to church. You have an abusive father or abusive stepfather. Like, mama, this nigga, this is what he says. Don't worry, baby. It'll be okay. They try to go booger. Okay, go booger. So, though she's not trying to hurt you, this human life is going to interrupt that flow. And Miss Gulch represents the disciplinarian at this point for Dorothy. So Miss Gulch is coming to get Dorothy's dog a consciousness or get Dorothy to put it in the basket. Annie M is actually traumatizing Dorothy because in real life, that woman came and said, you need to take your dog. I was like, you need to get these nuts. And she said, it's the law. You want to go against the law? And he hadn't heard that shit. I think I do got the book up. And he hadn't heard that shit. Hold on, let me get a towel. I'm going to make the book for all the suckers.
Argument that they heard through the window or
I mean through the door or through the wall. The time I walked in at age 5 and caught my motherfucking, my stepfather. My mother had to come out later and give me and my sister to talk on the birds and the bees. We were mating. What the fuck is mating? That's when a man and a woman hit. Because you're traumatized by things like that. That creates the manifestations based upon just the laws of attraction of your thoughts. It festers and it's represented as Miss Gulch. So, but what then, which is the connection I'm making is Miss Gulch and AM are actually the same. Miss Gulch is the disciplinarian. Toto is causing all this trouble because he represents a Anubis, a guide dog, a consciousness. He's the one that, he's throughout the whole story. And that's why Dorothy's holding on, because she found consciousness, her guidance, something, her intuition is guiding her. She's running with her intuition saying, something's after me, the invisible. Miss Gulch manifests, but remember, her and the end of the minutes are actually abusing her, just by ignoring her. You know what I'm saying? That's enough. And what they're saying, when you keep ignoring her, these specters may come, and this stuff is trying to take your guidance. You start parking it, you say, fuck it. That's when you became the Christian. I believe in my, because a lot of these Christians, their parents were Christians. How come you said no, but everybody else just seemed to be enjoying that shit? Because Miss Gulch got their dog. Because they're not ready to wake up anyway, so it doesn't matter. All right, so the dog gets out, runs back home. He comes through an open window in her house. What is her house? Her house is her soul. That in the real one, I told you that. That's the house. Alright, so that's a house. So this represents that window of open heart. A consciousness comes back in, or you say pioneer, whatever. A consciousness come back in, and she gets the right idea to run away. This is perfect. Her running away, conscious, is equivalent to you running away. How do you run away? Fuck humanity. Well, the human shit, fuck, man, humans ain't shit. That church shit, fuck Jesus, fuck my dick. You ran away. That's not dealing with it. It's not fuck humanity. It is humanity? What am I suffering from? What am I sick from? And how do I fix it? Not by just saying, ah, fuck humanity. What's humanity? What am I even saying fuck humanity to? Am I saying fuck humanity because somebody inconvenienced me by making me go to church when I was little? Which I don't go to now. Am I saying fuck humanity because I can't get the job I want? Am I saying fuck humanity because people are stupid? It's that or all of the above plus more. But either way, that's not what a cult of conscious work is. A cult of conscious work is about confronting humanity. So when I confronted my dark side is when I got the results. When I'm saying fuck humanity, I lose responsibility. So how people feel about me, how, which doesn't really matter unless you're trying to evaluate what's generating those feelings. Is it dysfunction, mine or theirs? So when I say sorry, well, when DOB started saying sorry, you notice people were either saying sorry back or making more excuses. That's telling within itself. They may have the issue in it, but you just now know it ain't you. You were with it. You were playing tennis with them back and forth. But you just stopped playing tennis and you feel it's still trying to serve. And let them, because that's their problem. Just don't serve it back. And that's a way of dealing, or one way of facing humanity. So now running away is what she's doing when she comes up on Captain Marvel. He represents consciousness or the lecture circuit. All right, so she sits down with him. He's cooking out. He's talking about big cities, big mountains, big oceans. But he's telling us, you want to see other lands? You want to hear about Egypt? You want to hear about when he was in Mali? I mean, Mali is Ziggy ceremony. The Dogon people? You want to hear about Sri Lanka, Peru, the pyramids of Mexico, the Olmec, big fucking heads? What is it? That's what he's really saying. You want to find out about the world through your conscious work, right? And we know this particular actor is the Wiz or Wizard. So one of the other things he says, while she's like, yeah, he seems that she's cool anyway. She's like, you can read inside of me. So what she found, another conscious person. Yeah, y'all, I don't know anybody else who's into this. And then that person was like, well, you ever hear of Brother Penn? No, who's that guy? So he's finding that. This is that moment. He's cooking a hot dog. Toto takes a hot dog. He says, Tolo, it's not polite. You haven't been asked yet. The Wizard says he's perfectly welcome. Let's keep going. As one dog to another. So what he is saying is he's a guide. What he's actually saying in this context, and he's the Wizard, he represents consciousness all throughout this movie. That's why he plays like five or six roles, this guy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 roles. Because he represents a conscious in this point as one dog to another, he's guiding her the right way. He is Anubis, one dog to another. He is that, well, Osiris, Anubis, and Tahuti are the same. Now you're going to get it. And Bobby Hammond talked about that. If you need more pre-dynastic time, they were worshiping Set. So they made Set the bad guy as he moved on. And they took the attributes of Set and created a new god, a star. And they took the attributes of Set, put it in Anubis, Tahuti, and a star. And then as these dynasties moved on, it came about Osiris worship. But pre-dynastic, it was Set worship. And it doesn't matter the name, the science matters, I think, more than anything. These things are just trying to get you to understand principles. That's why this movie works the way it does, because he dealt with principles and not shadows, if you will, not without explaining all of that, blah, blah, blah. So one dog to another, he's telling us he's guiding us. But we're not supposed to catch it as the true story, because what they're doing psychologically, especially by using the same actor, and what they're establishing here is our conscious mind sees them as just a huckster, a hustler. But spiritually, he gave her the right advice. Go back home and do this shit. Get it? So he goes, this crystal ball that we're about to use is used by the priests Isis and Osiris in the days of Pharaoh of Egypt. That clearly shows you they knew this shit. They wrote that in the script for a reason. They made a connection with Egypt in the movie, not to mention I showed you L. Frank Baum in Egypt with his wife. They know this shit. They understood and understand the pyramid text. They told them about the cuts. But what I realized, for everything happening, you die, but you're dead. When this body goes, that's the true day. I don't know if I make it. You know then. Ain't no more you got to do. I'm going to tell you, that's what it was in the Na'vi when he's climbing that tree. When Jake jumps on those flowers, it's about letting go. It's about knowing that you got this, not that you get into that old shit, I'm going to be fooled and come back. If that's going to happen, that shit's going to happen because you're being fooled now and you didn't get this message. You're busy watching fucking debates. Is the Moore's hat our friend? Is the black woman God?
fucker, you, why would you even ask some shit like that? Don't you know yet? And so are you. It's not about male or female. It's about who. It's about genetics, you fucking foolish mules. You think that's what's going to happen? When you die, you got a first-class ticket back because you didn't get the message, nigga. You better follow the yellow brick road, nigga. Otherwise, you're coming back, nigga. You're going to be one of them little chickens. So they know it from the days of ISIS and Osiris. So he does another huckster move. Tells her to close her eyes. He looks in her basket. Sees the picture. And now he's reading her. But it looks like a scam on the surface. But what did he do symbolically? He looked in her subconscious mind. And found what her problem is. What's the problem? I see a house with a picket fence. What else you see, motherfucker? A barn with a river bank.
Mm-hmm.
A running horse. That's our farm. So he said enough for her to recognize in herself what he's talking about. And he said, there's a woman. She's wearing a polka dot dress. Her face is careworn. That's on him. So him looking into her subconscious mind sees she has an unresolved problem on TM. You're not dealing with your human idea of mother. That's the one who fucked you up. Not because they're mean. Not because they came to do that. Because they are human too. She's human too. She has, who taught her but a bunch of ex-slaves? So she's done the best. So through that pathway, I forgive her as a human. But in the end, what he's telling her, because he actually is looking at her subconscious mind, you need to go home and deal with Aunt Em. That's what she's running away from. Not Miss Gulch, or Aunt Em is Miss Gulch. That's why they're sitting around across from each other. That's who they are. Well, y'all gonna see some simple shit. We ain't having this shit today. So he's saying you're dealing with an unresolved issue of your mom's. You gotta, and all y'all gotta do. My mom was great, honey. That's probably even worse, nigga. Cause you don't even know you're supposed to look within. You're thinking it's a family thing. You gotta get off of this human shit. And the first human you knew and met that was giving you everything is her. And yeah, nigga. Know why Uncle Henry ain't saying shit in this movie, Harvin? Because our fathers aren't here in this matrix. Yeah, I go with my dad. Yeah, but you didn't. I go with my dad, but he wasn't with me. He was with trying to feed me more than me, and that's honorable. That's, I guess, what you should do. But come on. It's. But you know what your mother wants. You knew everything. Don't do that. And you knew your father on that level, but somehow, if your father was mad, your mom was going to sit his ass down, though. You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of thing. All right, well, I mean, we get it. We ain't getting nowhere by this shit. It's going to be one of them motherfuckers. Okay. I know where your mother puts time at. All right, so on here, maybe I'll walk through. Do it faster. That's right. What you doing? Well, I can't see. Oh, she's crying. Oh, she heard that someone just broken her heart. Of course, she's gonna say, "Oh, it's me, me." She is someone she loved very much. She has someone taking care of her. Someone she's been very kind to. He's just saying all this general shit. She's coming up the measles one. I thought I had the measles once. I stayed home. So he's actually using mind control on her. He let her say her own answer. He's actually using neuro-linguistic programming. NLP. Look that up. He's doing that. He's bringing out statements, a general statement. You know, that's your aunt. He's brought out all the general statements on the farm. There's a horse. There's a weather vane. There's a chicken. That's the farm. He sees she's from the farm. There's a woman with a polka dot dress. Oh, she knows that. Got a picture with it. And yeah. And then he says, she's dropping on the bed. She's sick. She's ill. It's because of me. Yeah, she takes care of someone. She took care of me when I had the meeting. Don't you mean her? That's programming. It makes the other person think they came up with this bright idea, that they are the ones with you. He's actually going past her shadow. If he would have told her to just go home, her shadow comes out. I ain't going back there. They abuse me. The argument comes out. But he's saying he's coming from a different angle. If this represents a subconscious mind, but on the surface, you go, oh, he's a trickster. But no, he's really sending them back, and he's really acting out the process of true channeling. And so, because you're supposed to pick up these signs all over the person. When I talk to people, I pick up at least 7 things before they even finish a sentence. How they present it, the tone in their voice, where their eyes are going, body gestures sometimes, the stutter or the pauses when they're trying to tell me. So much of it explains before they even said the sentence. That's a part of neurolinguistic programming. How to say words, you got to say things that they agree with. She's very nice, this lady I see. You're going to say my aunt is nice. Oh, no, my aunt is mean. And you're like, oh, shit. She says she's mean. No, she's nice to those who kind of serve her. But if you go against her, she's vicious. Yeah, that is on. Yeah. So now this misreading is now corrected, or can be. But the idea is you got to warm up to making that kind of statement. So you first say, oh, I see a lady. You got the picture. But see, in real life, you would pick that up on how they move. All right, so let me think of your home. Your home was a frantic home, wasn't it? Yes, yes. My mother did this, my mother did that. Or they'll say, yes, yes, my mother and father did that. So then you know it's not just any yes. It's both of them. Notice he didn't bring up Uncle Henry. He's talking about you have to go back and deal with this feminine thing. This place between the double lions is about dealing with the divine feminine. That's why we have such a close relationship with the dysfunctional Aunt Emily. You have to deal with it. Aunt Emily created Miss Gulch. And you spend your time with your girlfriend arguing with Miss Gulch. That comes to your mind. You're one of the girls. She's just like your mom's. But you want to continue the argument. Miss Gulch is the argument. You don't argue with Aunt M. So when Khadija truly became Aunt M, stop really arguing on stupid shit. Yeah, I don't want to eat in the living room. The fuck? Yeah, I bought the couch, bitch. This is my... I'm sitting there going, we can watch our TV from here all the way in the bathroom in the fucking back. What's wrong with sitting with the table 3 fucking 4 feet away if that's the rule she wants to make? What am I fighting for? It's not about being able to sit on the couch. It's about being able to say to Khadija, I do what I want to do, irregardless of what you say or feel about something like this. What if I just said, what the fuck does it matter? And know what she did? Let her, you can sit on the couch. I wasn't saying that. I'm like, don't even turn around. You don't want that. And I don't really care now that I think about it. It's fine sitting here. In fact, I prefer it now that I really think about it. And so things like that, it seems nothing, but at the same time, is something invisible that you're fighting for. I'm arguing with Miss Gulch when I should be respecting the house on him. And there's the different sides of your mother. You're arguing with the shit you have a problem with and respecting the shit that you like. So your girlfriend who does the shit that you like, this is the only thing you see, that's why you like her, is because that was the on him in your mother that you like. And then on the other side of that coin is the shit that you argue about, is the shit that you haven't finished saying or dealing with your mother. So he's telling her, go back. You got to deal with this feminine, right? You got to do it. You can't run away. song comes up. So NEM makes a weak effort to look for Dorothy. Dorothy! They're all running around, scrambling. And then they show a scene where all three farmhands, NEM and Henry, go into the basement. That represents them going into Dorothy's subconscious mind, because they're all going to turn up later. Uncle Henry, man, not so much. But on M, you could say not so much on me. But no, not so much. So, but it doesn't matter. They didn't exist anyway. The three hands didn't exist here anyway. They represent conscious clues. Yeah, Patty, that's crazy. Like one time, yeah, I was little and I seen this shit and it never sat right with me. That's nothing but the three farmhands. You're always getting conscious clues. So she's running around the house. It's a hurricane. She got Toto in her hand. She's trying to get in the basement. She can't. She still has her basket in her hand, which represents her son. Not just mine. She's calling Auntie M, Uncle Henry. Shit ain't going right. The tornado's tearing shit up. She goes back in the house. Boom. That house represents this middle point. Where does she live? In Kansas. What's Kansas? The center of America. She's living in the heartland. Can I say that again? She's living in the heartland, in the center. She's on the earth representation of the cusp, the center. That same window, Toto came in, it broke, bust over the head. You see the dream sequence going. But pause. Here's the real trick. She's not going in the dream. She died. Hard to do that in the kids' book. But see, if you know that's the true science, then you know that's what they're really saying. They're talking about the death journey, which you are in, which the dream as humanity, you are in it now. You're in the dream. You're in Oz right now. This is a part of your journey. You're stuck in the poppy fields. Oh, sleep, niggas. That'll put sleep, poppies. Heroin will do it. There's this drug in the ego that needs to be fed. We're going to get to it. I'm going to walk you to it. I'm not going to go ahead. I'm going to walk you all through this movie. So she's really dying, all right? So, of course, let me get to this, too. So she wakes up in the middle of the world myth. What's the world myth? Well, niggas, let's do it. Why are you playing? Why you want to fuck around? Let's fuck around, niggas. All right, so she's in the whirlwind. And actually, let's see what pictures they have. If anything corresponds to what we're looking at, it seems we can get over with that shit. But the film, no good. The house begins to twitch and switch and inch. And I don't see none of that. I mean, if I start searching in particular, I still could describe it, but I'm trying to see if there's any images that help us, not just here, but period. All right, no for now, but where was I? I was going to show you this. Hold on. It's the Magneto's there, but they also talk about the Magneto's cause. You remember that? It's a little different wind coming, but it was hectic. Here's the best picture. Shit, you can see this is a fucking scarab eagle, too. But they talked about these heavy winds. They go from east to west. You're supposed to have this west orientation, none of all of that bullshit. Or the Wicked Witch of the West, that's who you have to fight. That's who you deal with. So this is the main nose core. You see Earth right here. Is the cusp. They said there's also a weak point in the south. And Dorothy's actually from the south. Well, ain't pink. She's going over the rainbow thing. So Magneto's paws around her. And in it, she's seeing a whole heap of shit. What is she seeing in the Magneto's paws? So these images go by. All right, and the house is floating. That's her house. That's her consciousness, which represents Baphomet, the five points of man. Again, there she sees a tree of life, some chicken coops. She was in love with chickens, but they made a reference of chickens coming back to the house. So she's awake, she's looking, she sees an old lady that represents the ancestors. She didn't look like Annie M, just an old lady, someone's ancestors. She sees a cow, represents the Milky Way and the Great Mother. She sees two guys in a rowboat. And you're like, what the fuck are these guys rowing? Because they're on the Magneto Street. You've also seen that in the Pirates of the Caribbean 3, which is another movie about the cusp. Again, if you haven't heard me, we're in the cusp now, and this is not just a shocker movie or any other thing people said. All of that is true. But once you understand another layer, doesn't make this any less true or any more true. Just another way of looking at the symbols. A better way, because this yields a great deal of answers that speak towards your spiritual reality as opposed to just, yeah, that was deep, nigga. You are deep. No, you can use this understanding to go to another level. Alright, so the two guys in the boat, if you remember, in 3, they were looking over the edge after they went through that gateway and met Jack in the Land of the Dead, or the Jack was in the Van Allen Belt. Remember, there's 3 levels in the Van Allen Belt. If you don't know, refer to my lecture or refer to the book, Judy King. The Isis thesis, where she breaks down all the books in the pyramid, in the Book of the Dead, or Coming Forth by Day, or the collective writings of the Kamites, and the most important one, the first one they always say, which is a little bit different than all the rest of them, is the pyramid text. They say that's the real code for the death instructions. Of course, you ain't going to know unless you know the code. You know, Isis brings forth her milk, and therefore Horus is restored. You don't know what that shit means. You just think some nigga drinking out of a titty, and now you can do cartwheels. What they were talking about is this black gene in your DNA, and when you get stuck in between the house of the lions, it takes Isis' black gene to keep the boat moving, i.e., that's happening. It's not going to happen. That's what you're stuck here now, and we call it reincarnation. We're between the two lions. And to get out of here, you need Isis or Set with that lack gene, but you get mother's milk. When you understand mother, you don't understand your representation of mother. You hate her. You just don't think you know it. She brought you to church. She's the one that married that dumb nigga. She's the one that you didn't eat that time. She's the one that sends you in school with them fucked up clothes that everybody taught you. She's the one. And even if you have compassion for all of that, it doesn't mean you dealt with the emotion of it. You just came to terms in your mind with, well, we were poor, and we didn't have that. But you didn't know about poor when you were wearing the skits, and the damage is still there. You reasoned with it. When you know what it is to buy shoes for your kids, oh, I get why you couldn't buy me $200 Nikes, mama. I get it now. I'm a man. I got a kid. I have a job. I get it. But when it was happening, shit's real. I could pull out a picture of my son. I took a picture of him. He was age 14 or 15 in the shoe store when Khadijah told him, I ain't buying them fucking shoes. Man, you better get 2 pair of $40 Jonas. No new Converse, nigga. He wanted the new Nike, whatever. And the nigga made a face. I said, hold on. It's legendary. When he seen that picture, he's never made that face ever again. And he's starting to do it now a little bit. But he never, that changed his reality. We've seen what he was projecting. You know what I'm saying? And at the damage, though, was being done then. Even though he understands it now, he has kids, it doesn't mean that that shame, that humiliation, that lust that he was building up, and your mom is the one who said, no. Miss Gulch, nigga, while it's a stupid thing, but it is the same thing. You have to deal with your divine mother before you are able to get the benefits that are the actual DNA changing. She's here to change you. The principle is here to change you. You can get that principle through the female you deal with now. But you got to show them and be honest and love. No matter what they're doing, they can be still in crazy mode. What's something natural in them is still going to tell you something real. And I can say this. When I got less angry, Kadisha automatically got less angry. It's not just at me, just at the world, too. Because now that I can see it's just stupid to react like this. When she's standing next to me and somebody, let's say, emotionally wrongs her or says something sarcastic, it looks stupid now because I'm sitting there not doing it, so it looks out of place. So your woman always takes your cue. She absorbs. She's negative polarity. So she's pretty much doing what you're doing, but she's got to do something honorable for her to want to unify with you on it. You know what I'm saying? Women unify easy. That's like kind of what they do. That's a power, not a weakness. You know what I'm saying? That's a power, not a weakness. If you're weak and they unify with you, you're a weak couple. You usually have a weak outcome. But the better the man, the better the woman. You ever notice that? A happier woman leads because they have a happier man. An angry woman gaining weight and all the rest of that shit is because they're holding on, holding back, holding their tongue because every five things they say to you, they got to worry if it's going to trigger an altar. That's because you're mad at your mother, and because this woman is a representation of your mother, you're taking it out on her. You're still arguing with your mother and don't even know it's the argument. So when my sister hit me, then Khadijah hit me, I realized I'm having the same fucking argument. Is it them or is it me? Annie M is what she has to deal with. And once you deal with that in you, even if you just talk about it, you find shit ain't even there. Talk to somebody. Talk to them. Do something to confront. Where does it hurt? Admit it to yourself and say, and try to find the origin of that. And even if there's nobody to talk to, just grieve and figure out a way to forgive you. Even talking to the air, which is not, but let's pretend. I forgive you. I come in this room. I greet my mother. That's why I wanted to put her in my sacred space. Because this is really between me and my Aunt M. You know what I'm saying? My Aunt M is mother. Yeah. Aunt M. Aunt mother. They're trying to show you that this is not your real mother, but she's the symbol of what you have to. You chose her because she's the equation. She's the thing you're trying to figure out and beyond so you can get that touch of our set to move out of the house of the double lion. Your DNA is being changed through this. This is the dream you're in. So they made it seem as Dorothy was going in the dream, but you're already there. You already got hit on the head. You're already dead. This is already happening. You're in the house of the lion, of the double lion, and your boat has stopped. You're stuck between sunset and sunrise. Sunset and sunrise. You have to be able to see that big sun. You have to be able to get through that gateway. And you see in the Wizard of Oz that bubble comes down. It comes down as that big red bubble. They shoot the same disc that's in the kinetic acre sun. They're showing you that's the path out. That's the gateway. You're stuck between the two mountains of night and day. Duality, dark side, light side, polarity. You get it, nigga? That's what this polarity is all about. Dorothy walking on the fence was trying to walk the middle point of polarity. In either way, fat, feminine or masculine, she would have fell in the feminine side. She's just been born as a woman, masculine side, born as a man. But that middle androgynous point is where she was trying to walk to. Not happening. She has to go through the inner journey, which is what she's doing now. Get it right, nigga, because if you can't, I'll help. So the guys in the boat represent these men on their journey. The same thing you've seen in Pirates of the Caribbean when she's seen her father and all those others in that dinghy. They were going to the land of the dead. So is she. She's going through the Magneto's pores. Her house is flowing right. She's doing it. Baphomet. She's looking and seeing that she's in the middle of the whirlwind or the cyclone. Well, let's get it. Trying to give you everything I gave you before. Let's look at what the whirlwind or the cyclone really is. Of course, we understand that this is truly the whirlwind or the cyclone or the kundalini she was in. But let's take it another layer and look for this guy. If not exists. Let's do even this. I found one before. Let's see if we can make this just as easy. This guy, let's try this guy. Yeah, that's good enough. Let's see if we can make it bigger. Because, you know, this takes us to the website. Good enough. All right. So, you see, this is the hip, not a disc. This is a vortex. This is, if I was looking from an aerial view of the kundalini, you have a vortex or gateway inside of you. If you open up that vortex, which sleeps at the bottom of your back, it eventually hits here, the wings come out. So this is when you're really in the cusp, when you ride the kundalini. So the average guy who's a Christian, though they're stuck between the horizons, but they haven't opened up their vortex. They haven't gotten into their house, Baphomet, and raised kundalini. This is conscious people being aware of where they are on their journey through the 12 gates. You are sleeping and your DNA is being changed if you find out the methodology or the chore that needs to be done. You only find that when you open up this vortex of kundalini inside of you. Yin-yang awake. The two snakes, dark and negative, the mixing of the masculine and feminine, whereas polarity no longer exists. The dark side of you. Why is this the hypnotic? Oh, y'all ready to get down to it? Let's get down to it, silly Negro. Silly Negro. Come on, silly Negro. When they hypnotize you, the shadow self, they're trying to talk to the hidden character that you made. Mrs. Gulch, the witch. Shit, all of them, Scarecrow, Tin Man. All of these exist inside the psyche as principles that you characterize, and they can talk to your dark side. That's what's happening. So they're using the principle of black and white polarity coming out as one. The dark side and the light side mix. You truly create the kundalini vortex when you deal with the dark. The dark side is the hidden insecurity, cowardly lion's fake-ass shell. You made all of this shit to protect yourself. You're the cowardly lion. Ooh. It's lying to you. Put them up. I'll fuck you up. I'll kick your ass. Oh, pulling the axe on me, eh? Smash. Oh, I'm just pussy. All that shit is the double lion. Throughout the movie, he's courage and pussy at the same time. Excellent job. He is the duality in the yin-yang his courage and his honesty at admitting that he's pussy. It's not that women are weak, and even me calling them pussy says a lot. It's how men think of it. It's how men think of emotion. It's how men think of honesty. You get it? That's a woman trait. It's a pussy. It's beneath you. But what you really, but you feel all of those feelings, betrayal, shame, embarrassment. But as a man, you don't admit that shit. You understand? You just hide it in the dark side. You know what I'm saying? And when the light side, do you know what you show? Tough guy. Put him up. I'll fuck you up. Say it again, nigga. Real nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? The dark side is, mommy, he said that to me. Mommy, can I make me some tea? The real side is, you go outside, you're a sudden nigga, my name panic. You know what I'm saying? Feel me? Now I'm saying, I'm a Queens bitch nigga. I don't even fucking fuck. Oh, that shit is made up shit. It's effective. It works. That's how you communicate and get your shadow across, but it's a shadow. You understand what I'm saying? That one's, you don't have to. The hypnotic bitch because it's not that deep. Or you do say something rude and no suck on you and all that shit come out. This hypnotic disc is what you need to create in your spine. That's your kundalini vortex. Only conscious people could do that. And not many are doing it successful because the dark side of this vortex, the negative side of the vortex, the hidden. It's not about women as much as it's about a feminine principle and a masculine principle in perfect balance. When you get to this world, the patriarchy is running it. It's not the patriarchy is man, even though that man affects. It's talking about the white aspect, too. What you put in the front or in the light is dominating. And the dark isn't because we hide it. Because we don't want people to know the real story. So we're all the way back here with our true emotions. So this is the dark side, the divine goddess, where you're dealing honestly, holistically, emotionally, putting that to the forefront and being honest about it. I don't have no courage. I need courage. That's what's happening here. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, nigga. Yeah, Looks kind of the same to me. So she's in the middle of this vortex. She's kundalini, nigga. She's having a kundalini experience, and she's going through a gateway. Right, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. She sees the Wicked Witch on the, she sees Miss Gulch on the bike. And then Miss Gulch turns into this wicked bitch. So, of course, they're clearly showing you how one thing is the other. And Miss Gulch is that witch. All right, we're going to live with that. But she's scared of her. She turns her eyes away. She doesn't want to see it. What they're really saying is she doesn't want to deal with her dark side. Now you got it. Vortex, 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 house, vortex. She lands, she opens the door, and you see a magical fucking world of color and light. No, wow. She landed in the cusp in the quantum world. Like, again, the reality is we already landed in Oz. We already in the cusp. We just don't remember how to find the yellow. We're actually walking the yellow road. We just keep getting stuck and keep taking our ass back to Kansas, keep waking up through the vortex consciousness and going back to Kansas. You have to do a particular work, which we're going to outline as we go through the movie, to get out of the double lining. Oh, you're going to learn today. Now, I really, really, and I'm doing dark side magic. After all these years, this is dark side magic. 7-8 years ago, I knew whatever the fuck niggas was calling it, that wasn't it. Bobby Hemp was also saying the same thing. That ain't dark side magic. Well, Bobby Hemp would say, what was in the dark has to become light. And I get that now. That's the only way out of this. You have to face your dark side. So she's walking, seeing this new world, it's all lit up, and sure enough, she hears munchkins. What are the munchkins? That's her junk DNA. Remember, when you land in the cusp, the first thing you do is turn over, because you were in an upside-down world. You just don't know you're in an upside-down world until you fuck with shit like this. This ain't for you to worship, defend. It's a symbol. It's for you to understand your fucking monkey. It's for you to understand, monkey. Understand it, monkey. Go, monkey, go. Understand it, monkey. And once you monkey-ass niggas understand this is the orientation, this is the frequency you're in, you get to turn shit around. You get to take your house and understand you are in the land of the fallen. You are in the land of the upside down. That's why they show Satan in the cross upside down. They're showing you he is the master set of the world of the upside down. And in the world of the upside down, your DNA is sleeping. You're using 2% of your DNA. That means your boat has stopped. I'm going to let you soak up that for a second. You're using 2% of your DNA. The junk DNA that sleeps and is not doing nothing, because it's waiting for a active ingredient to do the work. So when you become conscious and you're not figuring this shit out on the game board, which what this is, you're being evaluated each time. That's when they're saying not where you're gonna get there and shit's gonna start. That's when they're saying we're gonna see if you're ready. You're not. There's more in the astral world you can do, I believe, before you came here, but you're not going home, buddy. Your opportunity, you got to get this. You got to get it before you can go. So when you go through your vortex, you die physically, you turn over, and the junk DNA wakes up, but it's still missing an element. That's the munchkin. A junk deer is waking up, they all stretch and come out wherever you are, nigga. This is Dorothy's junk DNA waking up. They say in the Book of the Dead that once you die and hit the cusp, you're in the land of the dead the land of dwarves. The land of dwarves is code for the quantum world. So she's at the doorway of the quantum world, but she needs her DNA to be right to either move on to the next level or truly go home. The whole path, I don't know what number we at, and we probably could correspond the number to Acre, because we are in the house of the double lion. And I'm going to show you that the double lion is the ego, and if you can't deal with the ego, you're going to be stuck in the house. Oh, y'all niggas going to get it. So her junk DNA is waking up, right? Then Glinda comes down. Glinda is offset. She's checking her DNA. You know, she's waking up these little, getting the junk DNA. Remember, ISIS is on that boat with you. This is ISIS. So you just dropped the house in this bitch, the Witch of the East. She's pretty much saying, know who the Witch of the East was? It's her. The Witch of the East is her. It's her dark side. All of this is her. Let's get that. It's just that that's an aspect of her dark side that she had to crush to get here. So she dealt with a certain part of it, but now she has to go deeper. The Witch's sister. So the East represents a victory. image here while I do it. So let me share the screen. So look closely, guys, ladies and germs. That's all that's left, the wicked witch of the east, right? Y'all seen this image 1,000 times. The wicked witch of the east. Look at those socks, right? Look at those shiny-ass, fly-ass red bottoms. Ooh, red bottoms, ruby slippers. Let me show y'all something. And this is going to prove, well, first of all, I didn't even really think about that. Booyah. That says a lot within itself. But here's where I'm going to really fuck y'all up, nigga. Booyah. Let's see. Who is this? You know who this is. Look at that. Beetlejuice is the star that supernova. In comedic science, a teen has an explosion or orgasm, either orgasm or sneeze, they'll say. And they correspond that action, as the camera is talking about, a supernova. And then they said Shu took the breath, whatever Shu gets involved in, so Shu did this or whatever, whatever. And what they're talking about, I went through it in that whole take. Cosmic winds that bring that supernova light across the galaxy. And they said it's closing new thing. They say a fascinating new thing. Betelgeuse, the star, which is on the shoulder of Orion's belt, has supernova, which means it's the sneeze or the... And they said everything came from this supernova event because it dispels a certain bacteria called phage lambda. This phage lambda is what attaches itself to your DNA, the ruby shoes. I should let y'all chill on that, but I don't really need to. The ruby shoes and that striped concept represents jail. Beetlejuice, that's why when they did the movie Beetlejuice, they chose a suit like that from him, not because it's a standard, because they understood the code that I'm telling you now. And they understood that these shoes represented the phage lambda that you needed to walk through your path. You say it now. Why are you doing that? That's my path. Well, you're waiting for the sun and the stairway to heaven to walk your path. And we say you're on a path. It's not happening when you die. We're on the path now. We're the sun people. Nigga, y'all should be shocked and shitting on yourself. I'm telling you what's happening. Some are going to hear it. Some are going to worship it. Hey, you man, panic. But some are going to really hear this and understand, holy shit, this is a breakthrough. So someone who understood the Book of the Dead, understood what they were saying, when they did Beetlejuice, made a point of him to have this suit because this idea was already here. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. You should be fucked up right now, but I won't do that. All right, let's keep going, though. I will do that. So that's Beetlejuice. Phage Lambda. All right, so Munchkins come out. She fell from the sky. She came from Kansas in the name of the star, blah, blah, blah. All right, so they're doing their little bird dance. And if you notice, the damn, this little motherfucker coming from the underground. The houses look like mushrooms. That speaks for itself. I want you to know this. Drugs are not going to save you. Drugs only work if you have something in your head that you're trying to free. They shut down your consciousness so your mind can be free. But if you ain't got fucking nothing in there, it's not going to put nothing in there. The drugs aren't Jesus, stupid. I don't care how many asses of a frog you lick, you seem to not know more. If your ego went away while you licked it with a frog, guess what? It came back. I don't want a moment without my ego. You came here to understand your ego, the nature of your ego, not temporarily relieve it as a high. You tell me what doesn't sound right about that. I don't get it. You know, because, you know, niggas was texting me, well, the mushrooms did you wonders, nigga. No, the mushrooms just got me high and paranoid at one point. We put the cats were chasing us. But then we got rid of these cats after we got high. Like, yeah, that motherfucker's an agent, nigga, who gave it to us. You know what I'm saying? And that, there's certain things I guess you can say and it help, but if I didn't know what I knew, I'd just been another high nigga. That's a fact, nigga. Poppy feels, nigga. All right, so we're going to move to this. I'm trying to remember everything I've seen. So all these niggas is giving it to her. The house began to pitch. The kitchen in the middle of the ditch. The bitch became a bitch. All right, they're singing. Thanks for doing it so neatly. Here's the trick. They're talking about they need to confirm if the witch is truly dead. Let me see if I can get the words and say them to you. And I wish I had the visuals like, I mean, thank you very sweetly for doing it so neatly. You killed her so completely. We thank you very sweetly. Here's the trick. They're not talking about the witch. They're talking to Dorothy about herself. You killed her. And now that the witch is dead, which is Dorothy as well, she just released her phage lambda, a light, a junk DNA woke up, and a junk DNA from the quantum realm is asking her, or is thanking her. Thank you, bitch, you killed her. You killed yourself. You killed this witch called Dorothy that was keeping us in lockdown, keeping us free. Watch it now. Watch and understand. And this is what they do in movies. I see it now. I should fuck y'all up. I'm going to fuck y'all up with Avatar. When I've seen this shit for real, when I've seen motherfucking Unbreakable Split, in glass, and I know the code. I'm doing those sooner than later. Fuck you up. I see how they psychologically throw in code. You think they're referring to something else, but they're really having a conversation with her. We thank you. You killed her. You freed us. Because you killed yourself. They're making a chariot for this bitch. She's in a chariot. She's the beloved dead. They're doing her funeral procession. Watch this shit again. You just are trained to think they're talking about the bitch under the house. And they're celebrating it. But think of it now as they're talking to Dorothy. And you'll see she's the beloved dead. She's the corpse. She died. She's having a transformation. That's her junk DNA waking up. And they're thanking her for killing the aspect of herself that's wicked to them. She just thinks it's a part of herself. She just thinks she killed her humanity and she's full-blown conscious. You follow what I'm saying? And the East represents that humanity. The West is where you go from East to West orientation. So she still has work to do in the West. She's dealing with the North. Kansas, the center. This is represented as a consciousness. And we represent that as document, as that house in the middle. That's what landed on the wicked witch. This house ready. And then her junk DNA woke up. She's beloved dead. That's he gone. Let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead. They talking about Dorothy, not that bitch. Ding dong, the witch is dead. All right. They going through it. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, oh witch. The wicked witch. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy heads. Rub your eyes. Get out of bed. She's waking up her junk DNA. Wake up, wake up. The witch is dead. She's going where the goblins go. Below, below, below Earth. So let's open it. Oh, no, I mean subconscious mind. Where she's going where the goblins go. Below, below, below. So it's the dark side is dissipating. It's in the light. It doesn't exist. She's going, I guess they're ready to get that. Below, below, below. And it can mean something else. Ding dong, open up this thing. The ring, bells out, sing it high, sing it low. Blah, blah, blah. And then the wicked witch is dead. They're really having a funeral procession for Dorothy. Watch it again, nigga. Now watch these words. Here comes the mayor. Pimpin, what's up, Pimpin? You got a time piece over his belt. So that can mean something too. I'm not thinking right now. It's 5:11. As mayor of the Munster City and the county of the Land of Oz, I welcome you most regally. But we got to verify it legally. They're talking about her. She's standing right there. But they're talking about her. Is she morally, technically, ethically, spiritually, physically, positively, absolutely, undeniably, reliably dead? They're talking about her. And here go Isis at a little bottleneck. So now here comes the coroner. As coroner, I must aver, I thoroughly examined her. She's not merely dead. She's really most sincerely dead. And while he's doing this, actually, I want to get that image. I want you to see this image without moving it. I'm figuring this shit out. So he's opening up this. He's talking about her. Not the bitch under the building, which is her, but he's telling the mayor, no, this bitch dead. We won. This is our moment. You know what I'm saying? And okay, let's keep going. You guys, y'all seen this enough where you should know it. I buried the examine her. She's most sincerely dead. So she's going down below, below, below. Let's say high and low. Blah, blah, blah. There you go. Singing high, singing low. All right. So you got these lullaby leaves. In the name of the lullaby league. You see, I wish to welcome the Munchkin Land. So that represents something of a dream, I guess. So here comes the lollipop guild. Three of them niggas too. One of these niggas got a fucking look at this shit. Look at this nigga. This thing with the blue shirt got state mayors on. You know what I'm saying? Little fucking thug-ass niggas. The thuggies. All right? So now, let's keep going. We'll get through this fast. It's already 5:20. The name of the lot. So look what he gives her. Point. Oh, good stop. Good stop, man. Good stop. See this lollipop? It's a vortex. They're awarding her for pretty much doing that particular work. That blending to get to this point. Of course, you know, a crest isn't over, but she's just pretty much getting awarded for being conscious at this point. The lullaby motherfuckers is awarding her for waking up. Now I get what the little bitches is for. Let me see. Let me go back to these lullaby hoes. They gave them these documents. In the name of the lullaby league, we like to welcome the Munchkin Land, and they gave her an award. Well, no, they never gave her the award, but they just welcomed her. So the lollipop guilds, they gave her the vortex and waking up. I didn't even see that at first. So now, also, let's look at this image. I guess I could do that. Keep flipping the images. Oh, actually, I better come out. I don't want none of this shit pulled up and getting flagged. You know what I'm saying? If so, I would go back and cut that shit out. But here, this image, you see the lollipop? She has flowers. She's dead. They're saying, you're a corpse. Her body has the flowers, and it's saying she went through a vortex. Do y'all fucking see this now? She's in the cusp. This is a movie about the pyramid. This is the pyramid text, folks. Oh, shit, let's keep it. Let's keep this party popping. We represent the lollipop. I definitely do not want to get flat. I don't want to do this a fourth time. All right, so... And this one I probably could do, I would just do the audio, cut the video out because I'm describing it so much. All right, so of course he's walking and then the witch shows up. But let's look at this. And we keep going back and forth, but she is. Let's do it. In this image here, when the witch shows up, all the little munchkins fall on the floor. Why did they just fall on the floor? Why did they run? It represents them going back to sleep when her humanity shows up. Look at that groom. And I'm going to tell you what that is later. Look at that goddamn groom, motherfucker. Look, motherfucker. The groom with Curtis Mayfield is in jail, singer. I'm sure I can't know what it is. This is probably Short Eyes. I bet you that's what this is. A movie called Short Eyes, which I didn't know was still in rotation, but I'm going to check that out while you look at that room, nigga. What was this? What this? All right. Ah, okay. It was a movie called Short Eyes. I remember that. I only seen that once in my life, and I could just feel it, nigga. You know what that means? I'm getting better. Anybody who knows The Fly Part 2 knows that shit. You're getting sicker. I'm getting better. Yeah, that was Short Eyes. I've only seen that once in my life. Shout out to my man, DJ Hot Day. He showed me this on Betamax, nigga. And I remembered that. I'm getting better. Demo movie boss show you, but that's a thing. Look at the broom. Who killed my sister? Because her sister, or Dorothy, from the Wicked Witch, or Miss Gulch, she hasn't been dealt with. That's why she shows up here, because ultimately, Dorothy has to deal with her dark side. And it's saying that shit still goes on, perhaps, in the astral world. But you can see when this witch represents her humanity, and when her humanity shows up, It's the junk DNA sleeps. The junk DNA doesn't exist in the same space. Most of your DNA is quantum. Your atomic DNA, two strands are operational. And the rest of these things are sleeping until you get what you need. A pointed hat represents Tahuti. A green represents her heart. So her consciousness and her heart are fucked up. The idea of duality, courage, and bravery is represented in the witch and in Dorothy. First, you'll see Dorothy scared, and you think she's a coward, but of course she eventually faces the witch, so she's brave. And then you really see witch as weak. I'm melting. I'm melting, not really brave, but for who she really is. So Dorothy and the witch represent the duality of the lion, the double lion, in the same as if we trigger on the concept. But they're not dealing with it that way. They're dealing with it in the way, because remember, the double lion is night and day, the horizon, sunrise, sunset, duality. So this duality, dark side and light side, is the same concept when you put it all together, but they're probing a different aspect in how it manifests. So the lion is the representation of in one thing as the double lion. So they're representing that well because they're trying to tell you where you are. And they're trying to tell you what the house of the double lion is. It's the ego. It's the shadow self that you must deal with. Oh, we're going to get to this today. All right, so who killed my sister, the Witch of the East, which is Dorothy on the other side. But Dorothy didn't finish. Deep in the subconscious, we got to deal with the West. Well, that's what they call it. Who killed the witch of the East? Blah, 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 blah. And look at that broom and look at the munchkins dead. Or not dead, but sleeping. So who's that? Boom. Oh, wait a minute. I got to give you this. Where are the slippers? They're gone. And she's trying to get those slippers because she's trying to lock down Dorothy Stange Lambda initiation. Boom, boom. Hold on, give it. Let's look at this image. Let's do it, nigga. What do you see, niggas? I'm going to let you soak that up for a while. I'll be watching Short Eyes. Oh, I forgot. There's no bitches in here, so we're back to it. There you go, but people, there's Baphomet. Baphomet trying to show you this understanding. This is what got it here. This is magic. It's not about who made it. He's only copying us. It's the concept in here you got to get with. You understand? All right, let's keep going. All right, so. And the last fucking time I did this, I was frozen the whole time. I mean, you frozen. The Grecian prayer, something's got to happen. You know what I'm saying? You know, you see him, give him back to me, but don't give him back. And then magic must be texting you and tell us all. So now, also, let's look again. You know, keep going back. Probably someone to flash. When she leaves in puffs of puff of smoke and it's red. Root chakra. This is about Earth. This is about her humanity haunting her, her dark side that was not dealt with, having to be eventually confronted. So you got the red. All right, keep going. So now here is where she talks about the Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz is Osiris. They bow down. Osiris is the transformation tool. It's all about Osiris. Your judgment scene. You sit with Osiris. They tell you in the Book of the Dead, you must bring your heart, the horror side of your conscience, and get naked the eye of Osiris. The horror side must become the eye of Osiris. Osiris is your new body. The new body you're trying to get into, Jake Scully. Oh, y'all gonna get it when I give you that. I'm a part James Cameron. I'm gonna fuck up that shit so bad, y'all might not even want to see all these sequels come. Y'all do it for the visualization. But the science, I'm going to end his little trickery because that's what they're doing. That's the only hustle, and I got told this a long time ago in the dream. The only thing that's actually working against you are these movies. And I know I can see how to do it now. I got a big trick that they, well, I just showed you how they did a whole song and they first set it up like they're singing about the witch. But the people who knows that Dorothy's the witch, this is confirming she's dead so they can exist. So they were sleeping. You've seen the same thing in the witch. They were stuck in the wall. She came, toodle, toodle, toodle. That's waking up the junk DNA. Y'all little niggas could come out now. Isis comes and is like, she's helping us. She's on that cosmic boat with us. So here you go. Follow the yellow brick road. Let's start seeing the yellow brick road. Okay, what do you mean, bitch? Follow the yellow brick road. Yeah, bitch. Yeah. What happens if you just follow the yellow brick road? And, of course, oh, let's do this while it's right here. Boink. This is how the witch leaves. She turns into this bubble or the sun and goes back. Where did we see that before?
Well, let's see where we've seen that before. Okay, that's another name. Because Biosense, what is that? Well, whatever, I don't care. Let's keep it all going. Where did we see this image of this round bubble? See if it gets bigger. I don't know. We do it here. Where did we see that before? What are you saying, my pretty? Oh, what do we have here? She represents the gateway here. To get through this gateway, which is your goal, and you can't get past these lines, is the goddess. I'm telling you, they're telling you the secret trick. And it's not like they figured it out. This is stolen information from us. But they're just sharing it between each other. So, because you, if you don't have the key, then you ain't got it. Goodbye. Goodbye. You'll never have it if you don't have the key. So they can show you anything if you don't know. If you think it all starts when you're dead, you ain't doing shit. And most of us think that. You're preparing for death. But you're preparing for death with this life, or you're preparing to come back. If you don't get the message, if you don't get the teamwork. All right, so follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. So I'm going to see this image. I'm going to see the overview of this image so y'all can see it. Ho's looking at the road. All right, and, you know, she starts here, and they had an overview. If they don't see it, I don't feel like going back. But you see an overview of where the yellow brick road starts, and clearly it's a vortex. And it is, there we go. Listen, here's what you didn't catch because of icons. Now, y'all want to be fucked up on this one. First of all, here's the vortex. And we just discussed that a vortex is a gateway. So she is going through a vortex here, right? Follow the yellow brick road. But what if she followed the red brick road, which is right in front of your face as well? That's another path. This is the path back to humanity. This yellow brick road is the stairway to heaven. Oh, y'all ain't ready. Remember when I told you in the Book of the Dead, in the Book of the Dead, in the pyramid text, you're looking for an FTE event. While you're in the cusp, you're waiting for the sun to shoot off a spark, which is actually a stairway that you catch. We did that already. You know what we call that on Earth? You're on your path. You're already on the yellow brick road. You're already dead. You're already going through it. And when the DNA changes that they're talking about, what do you think you would feel while you're going through these changes? You're feeling it. It's called your life. It's called this illusion, this dream that you're in. If you're dreaming, where are you? What are you doing? Why are you dreaming? You're dreaming because it's all happening in your mind like Dorothy. How to figure out a clue in a game. This is levels. You're stuck between the two mountains because you're stuck on a level, nigga. Until you get the game code, until you understand the game, you're stuck here. The conscious ones are the ones who are the old ones who are at the top of the game. Some of you niggas are still going to be doing another life because you, and even I would have done it. If I didn't deal with this work. But I get it. All of that shit I've ever done is actually coming to this point. This is starting to, and I don't see any end in sight, answer a lot of open questions. There's shit that I found out I don't even know how to discuss with you niggas yet. I don't even know how to discuss. I met Tupac, came through and told me his story, but they can only tell you now. He said, nigga, I am the Kali Yuga, nigga. I am the duality walking.
both of them. I am the product of Kali Yuga. And if you really understand me, there was a documentary where his friends were like, Tupac used to beat his ass all the time. Then he lay on the floor and do this kick. He's scared. But out of that, he learned how to become vicious. Oh.
Breathe and be still. Breathe and be here. Breathe and be now. Allow your spirit to be receptive. Be receptive. Everything that you want is available to you now. Everything that you need, you already have. There are no voids in the universe. There are no voids within you. Creation is abundant, infinite, ever expanding. Boundless. Though you live in creation, creation also lives in you. You are abundant, infinite, ever expanding, boundless. Remove all thoughts of lack and limitation from your consciousness. There is no such thing as lack. There are no limitations. The only limit is your mind. Let your mind expand. Let your consciousness expand. Inhale deeply. Let your mind expand. Exhale completely. Let your consciousness expand. Success is all around you. Success is within you. Wealth is all around you. Wealth is within you. Growth is all around you. Growth is within you. You are an abundant and attractive force. You are an abundant and attractive force. Everything that you want is available to you now. Everything that you need, you already have.
Be in love right now.
but you a diamond in the rough right now. Love yourself, know your worth, you enough right now. That life is alive.
Visions.
And it knows exactly what you need to help you overcome all the pain and strife that's inside. Sometimes you have to witness darkness to brighten your eyes and go beyond duality to see the hidden oneness in this life you divide. Through every high and low, you have to approach life with an equal mind. Have the greatest faith and know that the grace of God will never leave your side. Although we are but little waves on the sea of time, we all possess that light of Christ that helps us realign and be divine. To truly find peace of mind, you have to be willing to go deep inside and fall in love with yourself and let that love be your guide. Only then will you find peace of mind and be sublime. And be sublime. Gotta take it one day at a time. Yeah, stay dedicated and stay on your grind. Ay, I know they hate, don't pay them no mind. Yeah, these sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out, they gon' pay out in time. Yeah, gotta take it one day at a time. They gon' pay out. Life is filled with so many trials and so many tribulations and so many tests. So many things that you have to overcome within to shine without, you know? And I've been broke so many times, and I lost hope so many times. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Man, I've cried plenty of times, plenty nights, when I didn't see no finish line. In my sights, still I grind, 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 24-7, grind, 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 7-7. One day it gon' pay out, can't take a day out. Working them night shifts, and then I got laid out. I had to get it, I had to get on my grind and get out my feelings. Who am I kidding? Asking myself like, why are you chilling? Why are you chilling? I'm sacrificing my sleep, I'm manifesting these dreams. Andrea, understand the nature of this reality. or the pseudo-reality. You are a cosmic thought. You are a vibration of thought. Your soul existence rests on a thought. And thus, if you wish to change anything in your reality, you must change your thoughts and have your actions aligned with those thoughts. You are not the universe, but you are the cosmos. Gotta take it one day at a time. Ay, they dedicated to stay on your grind. Ay, I know they hate, don't pay them no mind. Ay, these sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. Yeah, gotta take it one day at a time. They gon' pay out.
Gotta take it one day at a time, homie. They dedicated and stay on your grind, homie. I know they hate, don't pay out no mind, homie. These sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time, homie. Gotta take it one day at a time, baby. They dedicated and stay on your grind, baby. I know they hate, don't pay out no mind, baby. Gotta take it a day at a time, baby. Gotta take it a day at a time, homie. Gotta take it a day at a time, baby. It gon' pay out. It gon' pay out.